Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Church of God radio broadcast. This ministry comes to you from the Church of God at God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. Here now is our brother Larry Dishman to bring us an important message from God's Word.
And if you have your Bibles, we'd like to ask you to turn with us over to Jeremiah and the 8th chapter. And I'd like to begin reading at verse number 20. It says here that the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. An astonishment had taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? I'd like to title my message, Gilead's Balm and Physician. As we look here in this, in verse number 22, there's three questions that's asked. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Gilead is the name given to a ridge of mountains which extended from Lebanon southward on the east of Palestine and give their name to the whole district of country east of the Sea of Galilee. This name was given in the ancient combat between Jacob and his uncle, according to Genesis, the 31st chapter. And this country seems to have been in a great repute even in the days of Joseph for yielding a sort of balm, which it was very celebrated for its healing and medical qualities in those days. We read that Joseph was sold to a company of Ishmaelites who came from Gilead bearing spices and balm and myrrh. And the prophet, after contemplating the morally diseased condition of the people, he inquired. He said, is there no balm in Gilead? Let us answer these three important questions from the Word of God. Why is the world in the shape that it's in? And it's not getting any better, but it seems that it's waxing worse and worse. Never has there been so many divorces. 15 million sex magazines are read monthly. This pornography is a multi-billion dollar business in our day. Nationally, over one-third of all pregnancies are terminated by what the world calls abortion. I call it murder. Crime is increasing four times faster than the population. We have three times as many criminals as we do college students. There's more bartenders than there are preachers. And crime has planted the seed of fear in the heart of the American people, till we're in a condition where no one's safe. Your neighborhood is not safe. Your child's school yard is not safe. Our own homes are not even safe. Amen. First of all, I'd like to talk about sin and what it's doing to people. Friend, sin is not just a disease. It's the worst and most awful disease in the world today. Sin robs the soul of its spiritual energies and leaves man without strength. Isaiah spoke of it in the first chapter in verse number 5, and he said, the whole head is sick, the whole heart is faint. But Ecclesiastes 8, chapter in verse number 11 says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set to do evil. I tell you that if every sin were followed immediately by its due visitation of God's displeasure, how would the world's opinion of sin be changed? Amen. Oh, how sin is ruining the lives of men and women, boys and girls. It ruins him physically. Sin subverts men mentally, destroys him morally, ruins homes, ruins nation. Sin is what's ruined our world today. Sinful habits destroy health. As strong drink and tobacco and drugs, sin will scar your conscience and render you past feelings. Friend, it eats as doth a canker. And the Bible said, he that sinneth wrongeth his own soul. Sin destroys peace of mind, perverts the affections, and ruins all the soul's fairest prospects. Sin dooms the soul to remorse, and sin, unless forsaken, will lead an individual straight to hell. Sin is terrible in its nature because, my friend, it's so utterly fatal in its final results. Sin causes, my friend, misery and woe in the lives of individuals. It's a disease of the soul. Eve caught it, and Adam was immediately tainted with it. Their firstborn son became a murderer of his own brother. See how it spread over all the world until one day God took a minute of survey and he pronounced that the wickedness of man's heart had become so great that he was going to destroy man upon the face of the earth. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Friend, every nation, every city, every family, every soul of man has been infected by this spiritual disease. Oh, that we could get young people, get everybody to realize how terrible sin is and the consequences of going on in their sins. People, when they find out they've got a dreaded disease, oh, how they get alarmed and how they get shook up. But if we can just get people to get shook up about the condition that they're in and what sin is doing to individuals. Friend, the disease of the soul is fatal in its effects. Sin destroys the life of man, the life of the body, the life of the soul. And finally, my friend, both soul and body is cast down to hell. Sin, the disease of the soul, it's incurable by human agencies. Amen. Nobody in this world can heal you. Nobody can change you. Friend, no man can cure himself or deliver his brother from this awful, fatal disease of sin. Human reasoning has tried to heal. Human learning has tried to heal this disease. Human systems of religion have tried to heal this disease, but never did any or all of them restore one plague-stricken soul. Each and all have failed. Friend, it baffles all human skill. It defied all human remedies. God alone can save and deliver from this terrible disease called sin. Man's affections are earthly and corrupt. Man's conscience is defiled. Sin's a terrible disease. But is there no balm in Gilead? Yes, there's a balm in Gilead. Friend, the Bible says that he sent his word and healed them. Amen. Friend, it is called the word of salvation. No other volume in the world can answer the all-important question, what must I do to be saved? But thank God, the word of God answers that all-important question. The word of God reveals to man his state and danger and the only remedy for sin, guilt, and misery. Friend, this is the only volume that can make you wise unto salvation. Thank God for a healing balm. Amen. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm glad this sweet balm in Gilead still reaches. deeper than the stain is gone. Amen. Friend, all the blessings connected with salvation are ascribed to the blood. Friend, we are redeemed by His blood. We have forgiveness of sin by His blood. We're sanctified by His blood. Friend, there's been a fountain open for sin and uncleanness, and it's in the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Friend, there is an unvarying connection between the sufferings and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and the recovering of the soul from sin to holiness and to God. He's wounded for our transgressions. Amen. He bare our own sins in His body on the tree. Friend, the blood of Jesus is the true balm of Gilead. Amen. In which alone we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sins. It is this which speaks peace to the guilty mind, and which cleanses not from some sin, but thank God, cleanses from all sin. Amen. Friend, the Spirit applies this precious blood of Christ to the heart, and the diseased soul is made whole. This sweet balm of Gilead reaches deeper, thank God, than the sin had gone. Amen. Christ. Thanks be unto the Lord Jesus Christ, who has provided a remedy for sin. Amen. A remedy that's fully effective. Amen. Now I want us to notice what the Bible says in Hebrews, the 12th chapter and verse number 24. It says, unto Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Thank God for a blood that speaks of better things than that of Abel. Abel's blood, amen, spoke from the ground, but Christ's blood speaks from heaven. Abel's blood called for vengeance, but Christ's blood calls for blessings. Amen, friend, I tell you, if you ever go to heaven, you'll go the way of the blood-bought way, amen. Thank God for the blood. And I'll tell you something about this blood. It's precious blood. Amen. We've not been redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold. With the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, friend, when He hung on the cross, it was precious blood. Hebrews 9:22 says, almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. At Calvary is God's plan of redemption. At Calvary is man's only plea of reconciliation. At Calvary is the only power to change an individual from darkness unto light. Amen. I tell you, friend, I like to preach about the blood. Not only, my friend, was it precious blood, but it was predestinated blood. 2 Timothy 1:9 says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Thank God, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, blood was predestinated blood. Amen. And it wasn't just shed for a few select people. Thank God it was shed for every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. He said He tasted death for every man. It was predestinated blood. Amen. Before the foundation of the world, He already set out to shed His blood for me and to shed His blood for you. Acts said in the 2nd chapter and verse number 23, Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Friend, Jesus was born to die. Amen. Galatians 4:4 says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Let me tell you, Calvary was not an afterthought. Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am, thank God forever. Not only was it predestinated blood, but it was particular blood. 1 John 5:6 says, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because, friend, the Spirit is truth. Christ is the only one who has ever or ever will have particular blood. Amen. Over there in Revelations, in the 5th chapter, in verse number 9, it says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nations. Thank God for a fountain that was opened one day. Amen. Not only, friend, was it particular blood, it was powerful blood. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ hasn't lost one bit of its power. It can still make the vilest sinner clean, praise God forevermore. Yes, it was powerful blood, because Hebrews 7:24 says, but this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercessions for them. I'm glad we're still serving a God that can save you to the uttermost. I can't help how deep you went in sin. The blood still reaches deeper than the stain is gone. And you can be made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Where all things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Amen. He saves us from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. Thank God for this blood. They're writing new Bibles. They're writing new songbooks. And they're taking the blood out. You take the blood out, you took the power out. Amen. Acts 13 and verse number 38 says, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this name is preached unto you forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from the things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Amen. This blood will justify you from things that you couldn't be justified from under the law of Moses. Thank God for the redemption that's in the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Not only was it powerful blood, it was pacifying blood. Colossians 1 and verse number 20 says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, and by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Thank God for the blood, the all-cleansing fountain. Amen. Not only was it pacifying blood, but it was permanent blood. Hebrews 9:12 says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered into once in the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Thank God. There's no need to offer any more sacrifices. There's no need to offer any more lambs. Thank God, his blood has been shed, and it's permanent blood. Amen. Not only that, friend, it was personal blood. He said in Acts 20 and verse number 28, to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. It's personal blood. Amen. Thank God for the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ's blood infallibly effects the healing of the soul. As in all cases, the possession of a recipe or even the remedy itself is not enough without its application. Amen. The sinner must come to the blood of sprinkling. Amen. See, sinner friend, this morning, Jesus' blood has already been shed for you. But you've got to come to this blood. It's got to be applied to your heart. You must place your faith and confidence in this blood. None, I tell you, none ever trusted in the blood of atonement without obtaining eternal salvation. Amen. It don't make no difference how deeply seated the sin may be, however hopeless in man's estimation. Friend, a dying thief was healed. Jerusalem's murderers was saved. Saul of Tarsus also obtained mercy. Sin may have reached deep, but thank God there's something that goes deeper than sin. It's the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There still is a balm at Gilead. Not only that, there is a physician there. Amen. This physician is Jesus. In the days of his flesh, he went about healing both the bodies and the minds of men. I'm glad one day I realized I needed a physician. Amen. He that is whole don't need a physician, but he that's sick. I got sick of sin. I'm glad somebody told me about a physician that can take care of every need. Amen. I've got some good news, friend. This physician, he possesses unbounded knowledge. He knows all the faculties of the soul. He, my friend, knows the precise application necessary to restore the soul. And Christ is always ready to bring healing to the sin-sick soul. And you don't have to go a long ways to get a hold of him. He's right there near you, my friend. If you'll just call upon him, he'll be right there. Amen. He infallibly cures all diseases of the soul. Thank God there's nothing too hard for God to do. There's no sinner that's so bound that he can't save. There's no one that's went so deep in sin, but his blood won't reach a little bit deeper, thank God. Amen. Doctors will fail you sometimes. They do the best they can, but at the best, sometimes they're going to fail. Thank God never fails. He says, without money or without price, you can come. Amen. You read of no fees demanded or given in the days of his flesh. The poor can come just as easily as the rich and be healed of this terrible disease called sin. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ proved himself to be a physician of the body. He cured all sorts of diseases. It mattered not how deep, how complicated, or how long-standing. He never failed in restoring to perfect health and soundness. His power was so extensive that even death was forced to yield at his command. Is there a balm in Gilead? Is there a physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? We've spoken of a balm, which is a certain remedy, and a physician who infallibly cures. Amen. All the reason why people are not healed and are not well, but sick, is because of themselves. And none because of the physician, and none because there is no balm in Gilead. You know why the world is sick? If you're here
and you've got this disease of sin. You know why you've got it? Not because there's not a bomb in Gilead, not because there's not a physician, because that you will not come to him that you may have life. Amen. Friend, many claim they have no need of physician. The self-righteous are ignorant of the plague of their own heart. Many feel that their disease are not dangerous, therefore they're indifferent. Many try to heal themselves and neglect Jesus Christ. Many will not submit to Christ's remedies. Many will not attend to his advice and will not deny themselves. Many defer it to a sick bed, to a dying hour. They never dream of dying in that sin, but at the present, they have other concerns which they engage their attention. Oh, but how uncertain is our future. Jesus said, you will not come to me that you may have life. You know what? He had life for them, but they would not come to him in order to have life. Sinner friend, you must realize you have a plague in your soul, the plague of sin. But it will not avail you to understand this and realize this. Once you get to eternity, you've got to do something about the condition today. Amen. Friend, you who feel your sinfulness, hasten to Jesus for spiritual healing. Christ heals every wound. Oh, friend, he restores every faculty. He gives beauty for deformity. He gives strength for weakness, and he gives blooming health for sickness and decay. The spiritually sick who despise this physician must perish. Friend, there is no other balm in Gilead. There's no other physician but the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God, salvation removes the stain of sin. Amen. Friend, it'll build you up. It'll restore you of all that Satan robbed us of. I trust you'll come to him and be made whole while the door of mercy is still open. Amen. He seeks to save you.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those beautiful thoughts. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We invite you out to our services today. For transportation, you can call that same number, 740-345-1213. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 9:30. Morning worship is at 10:45. Each evening at 5 o'clock, our youth services begin. Then at 6 o'clock is our evening worship service. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at this same time. So until then, may God bless you, is our prayer.